Call this meeting of the Grant County Commissioners. Please stand and pledge with me.
Pledge to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, any additions or changes to the agenda? Kayla's the only one, right?
Kayla, Robertson.
You're up, Kayla.
Oh, okay.
And then, yes, we need to vote on, yeah, we just discussed that, on the coroner's office. We just need to vote for the people.
Okay.
So, we need you all to advertise for the commissioner's appointment to the area plan commission. That's probably good. My brain lights on.
Good.
For the commissioner's appointment to the area planning commission to expire on January 5th of 2026. And that's a citizen appointment. So that needs to be advertised, and then you all will pick someone for that.
We're filling that position.
We're filling.
For the remainder of the term.
For the remainder of the term, yeah, we had a resignation.
Okay.
And then I am also asking that the commissioners appoint Kara Hammes until a new Purdue Extension Ag educator is hired in that position. Kara is out of the office as of Friday, so she will no longer be the Purdue Extension educator.
Okay. I don't know if that requires a vote, but okay. If it does, when she gets back in, we'll bring that up.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the next thing, I need her here because I can't continue. So we'll put it down. We'll put it after community direction.
Minutes and stuff.
The minutes and the claims.
Again, that's that too. Coroner's office, after community directions. I don't want to be on the phone. Can I move on with just the sheriff's department? Do I have to do the minutes and claims first? Never mind, here she comes.
My blood looks fine.
Outstanding.
That was the call.
Okay, so then we'll move it back up. Next on the changes is the coroner's office, which we wanted to just advertise for bids.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, yes, we'll probably have to advertise for bids, right, Mike, based on if it goes over 150,000.
Yeah, I'll put together a notice so far, standard template.
Okay.
And give it to you guys.
That'd be great.
People voting that as well.
I think we need to vote. I'll make a motion to proceed with advertising for bids for the new coroner's office to be located at the law enforcement complex next to the other garage.
Okay, I'll second it. All in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Approval of minutes and claims. Have you had a chance to look at the minutes and claims? I don't know that I have.
I just finished, I think.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve claims and minutes.
Aye. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes and claims approved. Okay. First up, it's the Sheriff's Department ordinance to establish the Sheriff's Sale Program and Service Fee.
Melissa, do we have legal on number one?
He's already went through all of it. And do we have legal on the line?
My only question is because this involves service fees.
Whether you have to do two.
If we have to do two readings on the ordinance.
Okay.
What was his name?
Hold on.
Because usually when it involves money or an increase in the fees.
Maxwell Adams. Yeah.
Yes.
We have to do it twice.
Yes, Maxwell Adams, your step in for my broker.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Max.
Max, sorry.
Max Adams with Barnes and Warburg.
So Max, you said yes, that's correct?
That is correct.
Okay, I thought it was. So,
we went ahead and let's start.
Yeah. Mr. Sheriff, where'd he go?
He's hiding.
He's right there.
Oh, there he is.
You're up.
You're up.
What, did you hear from me?
Just explain why we're changing it.
The state authorized an increase in the fees, and the contractor, the provider that does the sheriff's sales, is increasing their fees to us.
Is that SRI?
Yes.
Okay.
And we want to raise the rates to match their fees.
Has this been advertised in the paper yet?
Didn't know anything about it till now.
I don't.
Just
Max, it'll have to be advertised, correct?
Yeah, usually in my experience they have to be, but I can double check if you'd like me to.
Please, and can we approve it on first reading pending the publication?
That I'm not sure. I'm not sure the practical effect of it would be without publishing it first.
Yeah, that's doubtful. I'm just trying to get around it. okay, so.
So we'll publish it and then second reading after it's been published?
Max, if we table this until our next meeting in August, because it involves fees, we can't suspend the rules and do the both readings at the same time, can we?
Usually not.
Okay.
Can you retro?
But again, I can look into it.
Can you retro?
No, but we could have a special meeting the next day.
Okay. So I can get it.
Can we do that, Mike?
Does it have to be in the newspaper printed, or can it be online?
Usually it's in print.
Okay.
They've been trying to change those rules, but the Independent Small Town Newspaper Association has not resisted.
Ask them if we can vote.
No, we cannot.
Okay. So
we can only vote on Zoom if the governor has cleared a public emergency.
So if we do the publication on Tuesday, can we have maybe a night meeting or something that we can vote and send so we can get this? When's your next sale? That was in. Okay. So Tammy was concerned that this wouldn't get done before that sale.
Well, we can. I think we can get it done before the 31st.
Yes.
And if it's, you know, I know Chuck's working and I have appointments and, you know, I know Jerry could be here. So we'll just have to look at our calendar, see if we can't set a special meeting just to do that second approval.
How many days does it have to be in the paper before you can?
Max, how many days does it have to be published before?
It's 10 days, but I'll check it right now.
It's got to be published at least one time.
Well,
it's just one time, and it's just 10 days before the vote.
Okay.
So it needs to be in the paper today, or by Friday. And then, it's in the paper by Friday.
You appear Tuesday?
Then we can do the first reading.
You should be able to do
Wednesday.
Yeah, but I can't be here on Thursday to do a second reading.
Well, we'll confirm with Tammy on when the next meeting is going to, or when the next sale is, and if we're good to wait for the next meeting.
Idea.
The difference is really not very much, so it's not a big deal.
All right, we can do first reading on the 17th and do final approval on the 7th,
okay,
September, if it's not critical to get it.
I don't think it is.
Okay. All right.
The difference between the current amount and the requested amount is not very much, and we have very few sales.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right. Wonderful.
All right. So we'll just do that. Just put that on the agenda for both of those agendas. First reading and second reading. So.
Good.
Lori, you're up.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be really fast. I just need to introduce the new IT person, Bill. So Bill started, when did you start?
A couple weeks ago.
July 7th. So Bill's here. So I'll just want to introduce him to the world. That's all we have. You can say hi if you want. You know, if you guys have any questions.
So, yeah, after the meeting, you can remind me how that whole process went because I wasn't here.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. That's it.
It's Bill's last name.
Moyer. Sorry. It's Bill Moyer.
Bill Moyer.
Do you want to say anything about yourself?
Bill, you live locally, correct?
I live in Morgantown.
You live in Morgantown.
Yes,
okay. Moyer, are you related to Suzanne?
I am. That's my wife.
Very good. So she is one of the directors at Meredith Clark Funeral Home.
Correct.
Yeah. I frequently catch her digging holes in my cemetery. Yeah.
Yes.
She's fantastic.
She is wonderful.
Yeah.
So I think you will be a good fit.
I hope so. I'm enjoying it so far. Thank
good.
You.
Thank you.
Commander, you're up next.
Okay, thank you. First item on the agenda is our existing paving contract that we bid out about a month ago, where EMV was low for the local paving. So we've been through the process of the notice of award. They've submitted all their insurance and their bonds and everything. So I have the three copies of the contract that I would like to have you guys approve, vote to approve signing the contract. By the way, I can go ahead and be ready for us to proceed. It's a two page, so there's three copies of it.
I need first
my
copy.
You'll get one of those after they're all signed.
On the screen, you'll get one.
But you have to sign them first, too.
Right, and we need to vote and approve the signing. Right?
Yeah, so that's for the 2022 local paper.
I'll make a motion to...
Ready to do that.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to enter into paving agreement with EMV Paving for local paving at the Highway Department.
I'll second that motion. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No worries.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, to speed things along, I'll give you a couple other updates. On the other roads that we're working on, the Four Mile Ridge, O'Meara came back yesterday and this morning, well, Monday and this morning, and finished up the stone shoulders on it. During the week last week, and then finished up yesterday, Milestone got all claylick, the asphalt down, and then they started putting stone on the shoulders this morning. So,
did they strike that too, or is that coming later?
Not yet. We want to hit all the stone on and get it cleaned off good before we do any striping. So once they get it'll take the Milestone at least 2 days to run the stone around the edges. And then it's supposed to rain tomorrow, so it won't stop them from working unless it's raining too hard or lightning, but if it's just the light rain, they'll go ahead and put stone down and help compact it. So they'll be working on that. And then, so within the next week or so, we'll repost the signs on Helmsburg Road with a new date. So we'll start on Helmsburg Road as soon as they finish claylick.
And those were the three on our CCMG?
The claylick and Helmsburg Road are the 4 mile was left over from the local contract from last year. So that'll complete that contract also.
Did we do any dig outs on 4 mile Ridge?
We did some ourselves earlier and put stone back in, and then they came through and with the asphalt and did some spot patching, and then we wedged the whole thing and surfaced it.
Okay. So there were some weak spots in there when we paved it the first time.
Yeah, so the worst spots we dug them out over the last year, put stone in, put 53s in. Okay, and then the only other thing I had was on the, this is kind of an older document, but it's a follow-up. We did probably over a year ago, which may have even been before Chuck took office. No, I think it was here. We did the selection, the federal aid process selection for the inspection on the federal aid part of the trail. That's section 3 between Parkview and back to the YMCA. Because of the federal contract, it requires a firm to do the on-site inspection. So we had gone through the whole selection process with, I think we had like 10 firms that submitted on it, selected a firm. We had just held the contract just because it wasn't moving forward. The state has now, what they called, they went through a realignment because they ran out of funds, and they backed off the completion dates on several projects. So right now, we're actually scheduled for a early 2024 letting on that portion of the project. One of the things on the checklist is to have the agreement for having someone on under contract to do the inspection. So I have that draft agreement. And the way it's set up, it's, and this is standard NDOT process, which is approved by Federal Highway, is they have a standard audited hourly rate, and then the contract is a not to exceed. So they work by the hour with a not to exceed cap, and that cap is 12% of the contract bid. So that's the way the contract is set up. So with your approval, I would like to have you accept that and approve it, and that would be for a contract with Jansen & Spahn's out of Columbus to do that federal aid inspection. And they also have to be certified inspectors to meet the requirements of this project since it has federal funds involved. So it'd be for the inspection of the trail section 3.
All right. I'll make a motion to approve contract for Salt Creek Trail Section 3. What's it called, Mike?
Construction engineering.
Construction engineering with Jensen and Spahn.
And then if something happens, the project gets delayed again due to lack of federal funds, and we're under no obligation to pay any of it if the project is never built or gets delayed. If it gets delayed too far, we have to go through the process again, but it's a standard boilerplate.
Do you have the money that pays for this? Or
yeah, what pays for this?
That is paid for through the money that originally came from DNR.
Okay, so
the money that's, we have an account, we have a line item account, the $1,395, which is DNR trail.
Like $700,000.
Originally to start with this. So DNR actually gave the county the money to cover our percentage, our 20% match.
Cool.
So the rest of it is 80% federal funding.
Okay.
And then the 20 comes from the DNR fund.
And then we've got that already?
Yes, we already have that. So we have enough to cover that, some of the engineering, or most of the engineering, all the match, and then it also covers the local construction out on the Deer Road, or out on the Eagle Park property. So the connector between the two bridges is paid for in that fund, plus engineering fees.
Okay.
And that was DNR's intent, was they were going to help the county, so we did not have to come up with the match money.
Okay.
So that's already in our bank account.
Okay. All right. I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Is that better?
Is that just one signature check?
It's all three of us.
All three. Okay.
Yeah, so as long as you have the two of the three. That's all I had. Let's have any questions. And then I'll get those copies at the end of the meeting. And I think, you have to sign all of them also.
There's just one or the other contract,
there's
right?
Just one.
Yeah, there's one copy, and then I'll scan them and get everybody copies once they're scanned. Okay, thank you.
Okay, next up is the Purdue Extension Lake Bed Trail. Yes. Have a handout.
Yeah, I had a comment on the roads. First of all, I appreciate
it. Can you save them to the end? Can you save your comments to the end?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Sandy Jones, town manager. I'm here on behalf of the bicycle pedestrian group that's been working with the county commissioners and the Indiana Department of Health. We did receive a grant from the Indiana Department of Health to work towards getting a bicycle pedestrian master plan. County commissioners have graciously signed off on that grant agreement and have offered to match that grant agreement. Now we have the request for qualifications for a proposal. We've been working with your attorney. I've submitted those required changes to Melissa, and we just need your approval so we can send it out.
Do you have a pen?
I look at the first one.
Did he add what was in green, Melissa?
No, I added the green, he added the yellow.
You added the green, he added the yellow. Okay.
Notice there's more green. I did more work.
Okay. So it just gives us the
state's request over here if anybody wants to look at that.
Okay.
It's the new ones.
Unhighlighted. So the selection process is spelled out, the approximate budget. We'll just see what kind of numbers come back, and then if we need to make it more affordable, then we can scale back the scope of the project.
Sure, and this is just for request for qualifications. So we,
right.
Hopefully we get at least four. But if we don't, then we're going to have to start from scratch.
I know when we did the economic development grant with Tim, we had what, like 10 proposals?
I don't know, 4 to 6 maybe.
Yeah, we had a bunch. I was really surprised we got that
now. I hope we have that issue.
So, yeah. Get with Mike. Maybe Mike's got a list of consultants we work with.
Perfect.
And that'll give you some places that you can send it out to.
Great.
So, I don't know, DLZ, Team Austin Def, USI. Yeah.
So, I'll take your list. I'm not shy.
Okay.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, sometimes if you send it to them directly,
mm-hmm.
you get a response.
Okay.
And not, you know, they don't wait to see it in the publication. And you said Mike looked at this and at he did his
yes.
And I'll make a motion to approve the request for proposals / qualifications for the bicycle pedestrian master plan, a joint project between the commissioners and the town of Nashville. And check.
Okay.
You got to even sign that as.
Nothing to sign.
You can sign it as the vice president.
There's nothing to sign.
And under sincerely, I think that's where. Is that what we're supposed to sign?
If you would like to.
Okay. Because
I think he can sign it and you can sign it.
Sure.
And I'd get it out.
I can do that. Okay, I've got a motion. Second. On paper?
Aye.
Thank you for working with us.
And I see Kent back there in the back, so.
Yep.
If it wasn't right, he would have yelled at us already.
Okay. Next up is community corrections.
I am requesting appointment of Cody Morrison onto the Grand County Community Corrections Advisory Board to replace Jacob Moore, who has taken employment elsewhere, and his term expires December 31st of 2023.
Cody Morris?
Yes.
Cody?
Cody Morrison.
C-O-D-Y?
C-O-D-I.
C-O-D-I.
And I do have had a letter from Tom Barr and the Public Defender Board appointed her, but it's actually the county executives who needs to appoint her to this board.
And that is for a public defender position?
Correct.
What's her last name?
Morrison.
Morrison, M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N.
Well, I do want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
On your interim appointment as community corrections.
It's been a little bit overwhelming, but we're getting there.
That's all right. No, you'll do a fabulous job. Cody Morrison. And that is to fulfill
Jacob Moore's.
Okay.
Because he took a
position with the
Johnson County
Prosecutor's Office. Yeah, he called me.
Okay.
So, all right, I will make a motion to appoint Cody Morrison to the Community Corrections Board under the position of Public Defender to fulfill Jacob Moore's term ending in
12/31/23.
Make sure you make that update on your.
Yes.
Yeah.
The motion has a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kyle, you're next. Where are you at? There you go.
You got 3 minutes and we can beat our fastest meeting.
That's not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
I'll try. Kyle Myers, I'm on Humphrey Regional Sewer District Board. I just want to give you guys an update on where we're at with the ARPA funds that you have given us so far. We did already purchase land to expand our treatment plant. We have been in the process of trying to hook up 2 homes to our system. We're running into a couple of snags on that just because I can't find a contractor willing to come do it. I've offered to give a quote to our board to do so. My only problem is I'm not going to be able to get to it until like the end of this year, beginning of next year. So if there's anybody else that is interested in hooking on 2 homes and running some line for us, by all means, get a hold of me and I'm interested in the cost. So,
Kyle, if you're going to do that, if you end up doing that, make sure you file a conflict of interest.
Yes,
form.
I already have it on file with the board and even with you. And
the clerk's office, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
it's not, there's no problem with that, but just make sure that form is done.
Our treatment plant expansion project that we're working on conjunctively with Brown County RSD, our requests for qualifications are actually due to us today for engineering firms for the preliminary engineering report. Our next steps will be, we'll be accepting them up until our meeting tonight at 5:30 from the engineering firms, and then we will have to go through, grade them, pick our top 3, do interviews, and then we can do a selection from that. So we're still probably about, I'm going to say, a month to 2 months out before we actually have somebody under contract to do that work. The couple of questions that I have for you, commissioners, one is the funds that you've already spoken to us. We're getting to the point, are appropriated yet. We're getting to the point where we're going to need to start making payments to either engineering firms or different entities. So do we have you figured out how we want to handle that? Do I need to bring invoices to you and then you'll pay? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've committed the money.
I didn't know the money went to the commissioners.
What's easiest for us for tracking, Juliet? I think it's probably easier
for him to bring the invoices and then you guys to sign off on them and send them down to me.
So we can bring them into the office and we'll do a claim.
So with the ARPA tracking,
yes,
we should not give him
no.
The sum. No. And then, okay. All right, I'm just checking.
So if you want to bring the invoices in, then I'll process them and have one of the commissioners sign it, and then we'll have it go down for claims, just like this.
And will the payment come to us and then we will pay it out, or will you pay directly?
We'll pay directly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
We just wanted to know, especially when we get to the point of putting together our contracts with them, of how to explain,
and then
there might be a delay in getting payments, but obviously.
Well, we'll process it.
We can also send out a copy of
payment
to you.
At least every other week.
Okay.
Okay. And you can, Melissa, can you make him a spreadsheet so he knows what his balances are?
Well, definitely print them out as
with our obligation.
Well, the ARPA has its own fund now, so when things come out, we can just print his section.
Okay.
We'll put a regional sewer or a
Yeah, Helmsburg, our sewer district, regional, and we can put in a line, so everything, and we'll just print that out for him.
Sounds good.
And then the last question is in regards to, we had requested also in the overall sum, $175,000 that was going to be in the second round that you got for an Oprah grant that we were going to go after. We've been talking.
Have you got the second round yet, Julia?
Yes.
We did get it, yes.
Okay.
We've been talking with Kent Anderson in regards to that Oprah grant. Our timeframe is running out to try to get that submitted. I do have contracts to present to the board tonight for an engineering firm to do the PDR for that Oprah grant. But we wanted to make sure that we were still in line to be able to receive that funds, and if so, about a timeframe, so that that way us as a board is comfortable in signing off on this contract before moving forward. So, and our time frame, just for your information on that, is proposals for the Oprah grant are due September 30th of this year, and then the application is due November 18th. So the engineering firm we are potentially...
Is that a wastewater treat? Is that a wastewater stormwater grant or CDBG or what is it? Can't
CDBG.
CDBG.
You have spots open. You only have one open grant.
Okay, that's one. That was my next question: is how many open grants? Because
you have three open,
and we've got two.
One right now.
We have one open, so we have two spots. Because Jackson Township Fire would like to discuss adding that second bay that was planned for their original project, and I think they ran out of money for the second bay.
So you're sitting in good shape as far as spots go.
And timing.
You can have three open and apply for the fourth.
For the fourth, yeah. But we can't get it until one of the other ones drops off.
Well, you can apply for it, but in general, most of them would have fallen off. One of them would have fallen off by the end.
Okay, all right.
And that work for that Oprah grant that we're applying for would be, there are some improvements or repairs we need to make to our existing plant just to keep it operational until we get to the point of having a new plant or the expansion. And then also looking at doing some expansion of our, locally, of our system to add customers. And then in return, Oprah can potentially buy down our sewer rates from where they're sitting at right now.
Right.
That was the whole...
And that's the IFA, isn't it, Kent?
Yes, and we're going to try to get some of the infrastructure money to go along with that.
Okay.
Doug Baldessari went to their last meeting.
Oh, okay,
went back
good,
to Philly,
great. That's...
And he said, now's the best time to try to get that money, and with them being low and moderate income out there, it's...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Help, so.
So we would be the recipients of the grant.
Yep.
They would be sub-recipients.
They would be the sub-recipient.
Okay. So
you'll have a sub-recipient agreement between the two of you. I can provide that to you.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
We should make a motion to allow them to take one of those spots since it's not a county commissioner project. So I'll make a motion to allow Helmsburg Regional Sewer District to apply for Oprah's CDGB grant for their sewer system expansion. Is that good, Kent?
Yep.
Okay.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Hey, good question. Is that LMI? Is that the our income survey from a few years ago? Is that still valid? Is that what you're using?
No.
No, they use. Things are we are using the census block?
Yeah. It's different now.
Okay.
And even the old income survey is different now.
Yeah.
It changed.
So they let you rely now on census data, not as separate.
Yeah. It goes by census block.
Okay.
Yeah. So we don't have to go out and send out the postcards and then go knock on doors.
Well, that was statistically valid by Fed guidelines. So I'm just curious. Census data is just a different data source.
Those surveys were only good for 3 years.
Right.
Right.
And now it's up to five. What group for that area works out pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thanks.
That's all I have, unless you have any questions for me.
I don't, and I think you'll just
when you get to the PER part, the commissioners, we already approved the obligation of the money, didn't we, Julia?
Yes.
For them? So, same thing, you'll just take your bills to Julia.
Okay. No problem. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All I was getting was bills.
Before we get to the legal one, you stepped out, and I don't remember if you did this or not. Kayla wanted to keep Kara on.
Yes.
And I think we need to vote on that. No? Do we need to approve that?
When is she actually leaving the extension office?
Today.
Today's her last day.
And she stays on until somebody's hired to replace her.
Or till the end of the year, and then it's a new replacement anyway.
Did Dave Schilling say that was okay? Their attorney?
I don't know.
Because her position is specifically for the extension 4-H educator, and if she's no longer in that paid position, I'm not sure that she's eligible to continue.
I know that Mike made a comment on it, something.
He did say that it was okay.
He said it was okay for her to do that.
Mike Moby said it was
but
okay.
She only could have it for 1 year, so at the end of the year, she'd be done no matter what.
At the end of the year, she'd be done no matter what. Or unless somebody was hired in to replace her.
So I wonder if the extension board...
If they hire someone,
if the extension board recommends that we keep her to serve in that position until they hire someone else, then I think that's okay. It should be okay. I just don't want to keep her on the board and then something happened with APC and then they go back and disqualify her and disqualify her vote, which could, that's happened before. So that's really my only concern.
Something on the table for the next meeting?
Yeah, we can, because they don't have a meeting until the end of the month.
And we have another one before they do.
And we have another one before they do.
That's fine. We can table the next meeting.
So just ask Kayla to get confirmation from Dave Schiller that that's appropriate.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with Kayla or with Kara at all.
Right.
But if, if somebody wants to appeal a decision, then they can use that.
So is Max going to give the Indian Hill update?
Max, did you want to do that, or you want me to just say what the statement was?
I talked to Mike about it. Unfortunately, I wish I had more to share. He just said this time we're still in discussion, and there's no updates at this time.
Okay.
That's correct.
That works.
So, our attorneys, Railroad.
Yeah, they're all still talking.
Hoosier Hills.
They're all in contact, he said, but there's just no further updates that we can give at this time.
I do know that AJ found the deed.
You gave that to me, and I forwarded that.
Yeah, you saw that.
Yeah. The deed clearly shows that the railroad owns the property underneath it. So... 150 feet on both sides.
100 feet.
I know, but from some things in the past, that anyone who walks within 50 feet of either side of the railroad is committing trespass on federal property, because train right-of-way is considered federal, I believe. So, okay.
Let
him keep digging it out.
You had a question?
Yeah, I did. This just in regard to Plum Creek Road. I saw where you guys were paving the existing roads, but Plum Creek has been overlooked and overlooked and overlooked. I've heard it's because of a clay base, but you can't name three roads in this county that's not a clay base, or you want 5 or 6 inches of gravel. In the last 6 years, you've dumped more than that. I'd like to see it paved. Put that into planning, please. The other thing is, you've got two sharp right-hand turns on that road, and they're not marked. And they need to be marked because you got some young drivers, they think they're driving
invincible.
Up at Indy. Then the other one is, the bridge is suitable for one car. It needs to be stated there in signs.
Is that the little metal bridge that's at the base of Salmeron Road,
yeah,
and Indian Hill
Road?
Right.
And that's good for one car and a quarter. But if you're ever there, and if you don't stop, you've got people to blow through it like,
yeah,
it's too late. So it needs to be marked, and right there by the Needmore Pavilion,
yes,
or whatever it is, that needs to be marked in both directions. Then you go up about a mile and a half, you got another right hand, mm-hmm, that needs to be marked. Or somebody's, it hasn't happened, but this came close, somebody's going to get hurt there.
Yeah.
You put the signs in, but next year when you plan to do them, put Plum Creek down and get it done. It's overdue.
My understanding right now is we're going to pave our existing roads first. We have not turned a gravel road into a paved road, I don't think, since...
Well, you did part of it. You got about a quarter, three quarters of a mile. The Plum Creek is paved.
Right.
It's held up great. Like Mike said, when I talked to Mike, he said they don't want to do gravel roads. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There's taxpayers there. There's houses there. Get it done.
It's not that we don't want to do them.
Yeah, it's not $150,000 a mile if it starts with a gravel base.
No, we're about
$300,000 per mile for building a road bed and asphalt.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we'd love to do them, but we still have about nine.
The last one that we turned from gravel to pavement was Claylick, wasn't it?
No, there was another little short piece about 10 years ago, but...
I was like, Claylick was the big one, and it was about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Where were you? 22.
Well, when did they do the first part of the Plum Creek?
It's been 15, 20 years ago.
It's been more than that.
Mike, that thing is held up. You haven't even had to do any. Well, you did.
Yeah, we did.
2 years ago.
We overlaid it.
It's held up good. It's not potholed or anything else.
Yeah.
So as far as the roadbed is concerned, it's solid. But if we don't start calling Mike after 30 days, that thing needs to be bladed.
Well, I think for sure we can handle the signage. Mike, you can take care of the signage. And does that bridge need to be marked for load weight?
It's pretty small, isn't it? A short span.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just marked for...
Well,
maybe
that's
super narrow bridge or whatever,
yeah,
you want to put there, but
I think
maybe
it's a one lane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can accomplish that part for you,
okay,
in the near term, and then we'll put Plum Creek
on the hope list.
On the hope list, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, make Brown Hill on that one too.
You live on that road, right?
I'm
never going to pave it.
We're taking that off the inventory.
Yeah, it's half of it's paved already. Yep. Okay.
You need a bridge across the creek.
Melissa, do I have anything else?
Nope. Just things that we need to ask about. Never just
follow
operational stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion second. Maybe adjourn. Thank you.